Hi guys, welcome to this demonstration of iFalcon 40 F2A Android TV. In this demonstration, I'll be showing you Netflix, YouTube and Amazon. Although Netflix and Amazon Prime Video did not work properly, but YouTube and Play Store work exceptionally well. So let's see the demo. So I'm podcasting after a long time. And I am Austin Pinto from India. I recently bought an Android TV from a brand called iFalcon. This demonstration is mostly for Indian audience, but I don't know if TCL sells this TV in Europe and US and other regions of the world. So this is an iFalcon 40 F2A TV. It's a 40 inch TV. And it has latest Android 8.1 out of the box. I don't know if Android Pie for TV is released. It has official certified by Google Android TV OS. So first I'm going to give you a little description of the TV. I'm going to give you a little, there are very less drawbacks of this TV. The sound and the picture quality, which my family members told me, are good. Yes, the sound, I can test myself. It is very good. After I finish speaking, I will give you a demonstration of TalkBack and how it starts and everything else. So, in the box, you will get a table mount stand and you will get a wall mount kit. You don't need to take care anything of that because Flipkart's people will come and install it in your house. Now, one caution, if you're buying this TV and if it gets delivered to your house, don't take open box delivery and you yourself don't open the box or don't tell any of your family members to open the box, because if the box is open and there is a defect in the TV, then you will lose your 10 days return replacement that Flipkart has. That's why I said this demonstration is only for Indian audience, because I'm talking about Flipkart and not Amazon and other things. So after that finishes my talk, so this TV, there is two remotes. There are two remotes. One is a long remote by which you operate the TV, and another is a smart remote, which has Google search, like that OK Google thing inbuilt that enables the voice commands and other things. You can operate the TV with smart remote also, but it is more easier to operate it with the big remote. Okay, let me give you a physical overview of the TV. To the right of the TV, that is back, in the front there is a screen, and then back there is a chassis. And still back, there is a kind of a, what do you call it? It's like raised. It's a raised surface. I think it's a, there is a PCB inside. So you get a USB 2.0 port. You get an RJ45 Ethernet jack. You get an RF input, that is to connect your cable TV, not your D2H, not your set-top box, but your cable TV. Your old antenna TV or your new cable TV. Below that you get a headphone in port, you get an HDMI 2 port, and you get an HDMI 1 port. So there is only one USB port, that is one of the con, but you can solve it by buying a USB hub. And under the TV, like the TV is mounted on the table, you can mount it on the wall, you get an AV in, all those old stuff, the composite in, audio, the optical in, those AV3 connections and so on and so forth. So the cons of the TV are, first con is that you have just one USB port, although yes, you can solve it with a hub, but it's a kind of a messy situation because you will be drawing wire from the hub down to the table. And if it's a wall-mounted table, it's even more messier because the cable will have to be a long cable to reach easily accessible distance. Another con is that, you know, this is part Google's fault, but there is no shortcut to start Android TV. There's no shortcut to start TalkBack on Android TV. You have to take Sidekick help every time, go to settings, accessibility, and start TalkBack manually. You can't press two volume keys up and down and start TalkBack. Another con is the remote is not very well made. It's kind of a very small remote. I mean, it's a big remote, but they have left a lot of unnecessary gap at the back and front. All the buttons are jumbled up. So for visually challenged or differently abled people, it is difficult, not impossible, but once you know where things are, you'll be able to operate the TV with the remote. For this demonstration, I'll be using a wireless keyboard, and because I will be showing you some typing in YouTube and searching and all those things, so it'll be more faster. So these are the two, three cons that I found, very small cons that I found with the TV. Regarding the pricing, in India you get it for around 20,000 rupees. There is a 40 inch, a 32 inch and a 49 inch also. I went with a 40 inch because of space constraints. So let's power it on. And the reason I am doing this demo, yes, I know my setup will not be professional, audio may be distorted, but please excuse me, because when I was buying the TV, I did a lot of research, but there was no podcast about Android TV and TalkBack and all those things. If it was there, it was very old Android and other things, but I didn't find much. So I'm doing this demonstration to show you how it's done. So let's power on the TV and then let's start the fun. Another con is that it's like a odd shape. I can't explain to you this, but the port is very difficult to reach because it's in a corner and there is a kind of a stick like of thing protruding out of the chassis. Okay, so I've connected it firmly and I'll be showing you YouTube. I'll be showing you kind of Netflix. I've never used this TV with TalkBack. I always use this TV by casting content for my phone to the TV. So today I'll be doing it first time. I've done it today morning, but not extensively. So it's going to be my first use. Maybe some mistakes may be there, so please excuse me for that. I'll show you YouTube, that much I know. But I don't know how Amazon Prime and Netflix works. This has got Netflix pre-installed. You need a Netflix paid account to watch content. This has got HDR10 support, which gives you a better picture quality, which won't help us at all. It'll give you a better picture quality when you play Netflix, Amazon Prime and YouTube content that supports HDR10. And it has got a DTS sound, which gives you a nice punch bass. You won't get a thump, but you will get a punch kind of. So let's see. I hope it works, because after getting Sighted help to turn on TalkBack, I have shut down the TV. So I hope TalkBack stays on. Okay. So this is the remote, and you press the right top button, this big one, and here we go. I pressed it. Let's see if our TalkBack comes up. This will only also give you an estimate of how much time the TV takes to boot. Okay, so let's start the demo. We are on the home screen. This is a very stock version of Android running on the TV. So first I will just explore the home screen. We are on the Google Voice input button.
select to type your search query. Press select to activate.
If I can raise the volume up a bit.
Media volume controls shown. Swipe up to dismiss. Music volume set to 20%.
Okay, this is going to be enough.
Use inputs.
No.
Select to type your search query. Inputs. Select to type your search query.
Okay, so you can hear it actually. Or let me just change my location.
Volume controls hidden.
Okay, so we are going to start the demonstration. We are on the Android launcher of the TV. This is a very stock version of Android. Android 8.1. And let's explore first, then I'll open an app and show you how it works. So we are on.
Select to speak your search query.
Select to
press
speech.
Select to activate.
Speak your search query. And excuse me for the background noise. I have to use a very sensitive mic. Otherwise, you would not be able to catch one of us.
Select to type your search query. Inputs. Press select to activate.
For those of you who don't know, or who have never owned a smart TV, inputs is an option on your home screen. It's the third option on the top row. You have to come here and change your input to HDMI 1 or HDMI 2 for a set-top box, a PS2, or the playing consoles, and all those things. Let me just open this and explore this.
Source choice. HDMI 1. Source choice, source choice. TV, in list 5 items.
So I have a TV.
Press select to activate. Selected HDMI 1.
HDMI 1 is
press select to activate.
But nothing is on this source currently. My setup box is off. I will be showing you everything after this.
Android TV, inputs, and YouTube, in list.
Okay.
Select to speak your. Select to type your search input. Source choice, source TV, selected HDMI 2, AV, streaming channels, press select.
That's it. If you connect a hard drive, it will show hard drive and things like that, all those things. AV, you do not at all. If you have
Android TV Home,
if you have an HD set-top box, do not ever plug it in AV because you will get a horrific picture and sound quality. So let's explore.
Inputs and settings. Press
settings.
Select to activate.
We'll open this in a few moments from now.
6:36.
That's the time.
Prime Video in list 9 items. CE5. Add app to favorites.
These are list
press
of
select to activate.
Apps that are there.
6:36. In list 4.
Now, this is an inaccessible part of the UI. I think these are recommendations from Google Play Store, which TalkBack is not reading. And I think I was thrown into this inaccessible part. So let's just go up fast.
Featured by.
Okay, this is featured by Google something. I'm going to press YouTube. Escape.
Press
you
select
press
to activate.
Escape to come back to the home screen. So we are on YouTube.
Netflix in list. Play Store. MX Player. TV Guard. File Commander. Prime Video. CE5. Add app to favorites.
Okay, so this is the
file,
first
Play
second
Store.
Row of the
Netflix.
Screen.
YouTube. Apps button out of list.
And here
press select to activate.
Apps button, which will give you a list of all the apps you have installed.
Apps. Get more apps, Media Center, Play Music, File Commander.
You can
press select to activate
using up or down arrow, or I think even left or right arrow. Let me just check.
MX Player, Altology in Hotstar,
yes.
YUPPT 2048, Sudoku, Keep Training, Keep Yoga, Daily Motion, Radiolene, T Browser, T Cast.
So TCast and TBrowser are PCL apps.
2048.
Okay.
Press.
So these are the list of all apps. You can go up, down, left, right arrow and explore them. I'm not going to give you a full list of apps. Let's go to settings first and let's see what other things there.
Android, YouTube, in list, 9 items.
I find another lag with this is that you press escape and there's a second delay before TalkBack says Android Home.
Netflix, Play Store, MX, TV Guide, File Command, Prime Video, CE, Adaptive, 639. In list
No, I need to go to see. That is the problem now.
App Spotlight, YouTube. Select to speak your search query.
So once you go to
press select to activate.
Select to speak your search query. Go right.
Select to type your search query.
Go right.
Inputs. Press right settings.
And
press select to activate. Settings.
To activate something, you press the enter key on your wireless keyboard or the OK button on your remote.
Network in list 32 items.
So here
settings.
You have
Wi-Fi on switch in list 12 items. Available networks heading ALISTONPINTO_ROUTER.
That's my network.
Press exclamation mark OMSAKASH.
Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to give you the list.
Network in list 32 inputs.
Inputs
are press select to activate.
I showed you
Google Cast. Press select to activate.
Google Cast is the you can cast your phone screen or YouTube or other things to the TV. There was a problem when you casted YouTube, the controls were not spoken, but that has been resolved after the update of YouTube on phone. Okay, yeah, this is very confusing. I'm talking about TVs and phones.
Power.
So,
press select
power
to activate.
Is nothing but standby and some options regarding them. So we're not going to go into that.
Apps. Press select
apps
to activate.
Will give you
app permissions in list 4 items.
So
press select to activate. Usage access. Press
access.
Select downloaded apps heading.
Now you get this downloading and downloaded apps and you have
File Commander 30 MX Player Prime Video Sony
apps.
Lift CE System Apps heading.
System apps
Add service 1 Android services live Android shared library backdrop 19.92 megabytes.
These are the system apps.
Press select to activate.
We are going to go through all of them. So escape.
Apps in list screensaver. Press select to activate.
Screensaver is nothing for us. It's just a background when your TV goes into standby.
Storage and reset. Press select
yeah,
to activate.
You can go to check your storage.
Factory data reset in list 3 items.
This comes with an 8GB storage, internal storage, and 1.5 GB of RAM.
Reset. Factory data reset. Reset internal shared storage total space 4.6 gigabytes.
So 4.6
press select to activate.
GB is available.
Device storage internal device storage heading. Internal.
Let me just activate this and see what I get.
Apps calculating in list 7 items.
Okay.
Photos and videos 672 kilobytes. Audio 0B. Downloads 0B. Cache data 203 megabyte. Missed 7.6 megabytes. Available 2.9 gigabytes.
So out of
press select to activate.
We have installed some apps and things, so you get 3GB available, which is less, I think, but depends on how you install apps and such.
Internal shared storage total space for storage and reset in list 32 items.
Now you
press
can,
select to activate.
You can sideload apps, but it's a very complicated procedure. And since I only have one USB port and I'm not familiar with the remote that much, I don't want to take a risk in case I click something wrong. So I cannot show you that procedure, but it's simple. You copy the APK file on a storage device or hard drive something. You connect it to the TV and explore that using the file browser. It does not come pre-installed. You have to download it and then you click on the APK and just like how you sideload apps on your mobile, you can do it on the TV.
About. Press storage. About.
There is
press
about.
Select. Contact us in list 5. About out of list. Contact us in list. System update. Press select to activate.
Let's go here and check.
System update is running. Tap for more information or to stop the app. Network update. System update. Local update. By channel. Local network up.
So.
System network update. Local update. No need to update.
Okay, that says no need to update. That's good. Escape. And there is a load of lag.
Status network restart.
Okay.
Device name Alliston's Android TV.
So you can
press select system update.
And
device restart. Status network serial numbers and other information.
So this is some
press select to activate.
Let's just see what's there.
Settings. IP address,
IP Mac address,
Bluetooth address, serial number, uptime, 18 minutes.
18 minutes.
Press
uptime.
Select.
Okay.
IP status out of
list. So now.
Settings. Status net legal information.
Legal
press
information.
Select to activate.
Legal information, we don't want anything to do with that.
Terms and conditions. Press select
that.
Privacy notice. Press select cookie notice.
No.
Data deletion.
No.
Model Union TV.
What
press select
Union
to activate.
TV? I don't know what this is.
Version 8.0.0.
So 8.0.
Press select to activate.
Android
security patch level August 5th, 2018.
This is
press select
very,
to activate.
Very, very old, and that is one more con that you don't get the latest security patch with TV because this is a budget TV, so you can't get everything with it.
Kernel version 4.4.3 plus.
Yenda
under build OPR 6.170623.012 release keys.
That's it. Let's escape to go back.
About in list preferences heading. Date and time. Press
date
select
time
to activate.
Date and time is standard.
Language. Press select
standard.
Keyboard.
Keyboard.
Press
standard.
Select home screen.
Okay.
Search.
Search.
Google. Speech. Press accessibility.
This is our area.
Captions
of
in list 6 items.
So you get captions.
High contrast text experimental off switch.
High contrast which are
press
disabled.
Select services headed top back on.
Top back on.
Press
now
select to activate.
Now I will show you the con that I was telling you. There's no shortcut to start top back. Let's
enable checked checkbox in list configuration. Top back settings. Top back settings, top version 7.2.0.22069307.5 lean back.
So as you saw, I don't know if this is the same version on the phone or no, or I need to update it, I don't know. We'll check that.
Speech in list 14 items. Selected speech volume, match speech volume. Verbosity. Prep, speak passwords, passwords always spoken, on, switch. Selected
let's
speech alert speech volume.
Mm-hmm.
Speech volume selected checked 75% selected checked match speech volume speech volume 75% 50% 20 cancel.
Okay, it says speech volume match speech volume.
Top back settings.
Not speech volume match media control volume or media volume.
Top back setting version speech selected speech volume verbosity. Speak passwords pass other feedback. Sound feedback on switch. Sound feedback volume 50% of speech volume. Audio ducking decrease other audio volume while speaking off switch.
I have disabled this option.
Press select miscellaneous. Open TalkBack at the Play Store. Current TalkBack version 60,101,323.
So I don't know.
Press
what
select
is
to activate.
It's giving us two different versions.
Developer settings. Help and feedback. Privacy policy. Terms of service.
That's it. So there is no shortcut to enable TalkBack. It's very sad.
Settings. Configuration. In list 2 items. Set.
We need to go back again.
TalkBack. Switch access off. Text to speech.
The TTS is very standard. You don't want that to explore.
Accessibility. Developer. Remote and developer options.
So developer options.
Press select to activate.
I have enabled it because I wanted to sideload some apps.
Remote and accessories. Heading.
Remote and accessories, these are the TV remotes and things that have got added.
Add accessory. Bluetooth visibility. DESKTOPALEUOJU.
That is my laptop.
Press
that's on.
Galaxy S8.
And my
TCL underscore RC602S connected.
And that's
press select to activate.
Game, I think. Yeah.
personal, edit, location, security and restrictions, usage and diagnostic, accounts, heading, Google, add account.
Okay, that's the settings window. So let's press escape.
Android TV home.
And let's go to YouTube.
Settings, okay. Inputs, YouTube, now. In list, 9, open.
Yes, open. So this takes time, I don't know why, but it does take time.
Open, in list, contact, move, okay. Open.
Oh,
press select to activate.
We are in the context menu, so
that's fine. YouTube.
Okay, so it opens fast. Let's search for something, and let me show you the base. Is YouTube in
recommended tab? Jump back in row your mixtape in recommended jump DIY topic row recommended special operations in DRTX Razer home tab. Home tab.
Let's go home.
Subscriptions tab. Library account tab. Settings tab. Account library, subscript, home, tab, search, tab.
Okay, we go to search.
Home, search, tab.
Now, where is
Nokia 7 search,
box?
Tab.
This is kind of inaccessible.
Nokia 7 microphone button, A button. Micro A button, B button.
Okay, I think we need to type, and I hope I can type this.
MM. Search results.
I typed in TalkBack, did not speak that. That is something wrong. So this is a Mi Gente, it's a Spanish song which has good bass. Let's see how it works. For someone using headphones to listen to this audio, this part is going to get very loud, so please caution.
Mi Gente. Search results, J Balvin, Willie William, Mi Gente, official video, J Balvin Vivo.
Okay, the
2.2
loud part.
2.2 views 1 year ago, 3 minutes, 6 seconds, sell.
The loud part
J Balvin, Willie William, Mi Gente, grid.
I hope I can stop the playback.
Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper. Toda mi gente se mueve, mira el ritmo como nos tiene. Hago música que entretiene, el mundo nos quiere, me quiere a mí. Toda mi gente se mueve, mira el ritmo como nos tiene. Hago música que entretiene, mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
Okay, so that is the default bass. I promise you, I don't know how I could show you that, but I promise you, I have not plugged in any woofers, home theater system, extra speakers, nothing has been connected. This is the default 20 watt TV speakers. Okay, these speakers are huge. I mean huge. The bass, the full bass of the TV is, there are two speakers, one on the left, one on the right, and I think 30-40% of the TV volume, TV's bass is covered by a huge speaker. So that is the bass. You get a fantastic bass. Okay, so I'm going to exit out of YouTube, and I wish I could show you. Okay, Google, let me just see.
Grid. Search results, J Bell, search tab.
I don't know how to close this.
Apps button, out of list. YouTube, in list, 9 items.
We are back on the home
press
screen.
Select to activate.
And let me see if I can show you. Okay, Google, on the remote. Let's see. And I hope your phones are not activating that feature. So where is the small remote? this feature is only available on the small remote. So let me just see if I press the right button. Play Cary Holzman's latest video.
All right, here's Cary Holzman YouTube. On YouTube.
YouTube. Grid, welcome. You're signed into YouTube as Alliston Lucio Pinto.
Okay.
Play button. Next lot, grid.
What is that?
Pause button. Grid, uploads from Cary Holzman, 3 of 568 row, live blog, February 7, 2019. Cary Holzman, 8-point grid.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into today's live broadcast, vlogcast. My name is Cary Holzman. Today is Friday, February
8th,
2000.
Play.
Okay, so that is Cary Holzman. And for those of you who don't
recommended, know tab. Home, tab.
Who Cary Holzman is.
Android TV Home.
Although he's not much famous in the visually challenged community, and not at all, I've never seen anyone from India from the community watch Cary Holzman's video. I am going to show you another demonstration of OkCupid. Who is Cary Holzman?
Here is some information about Cary Holzman.
Oh, that is a wrong pronunciation. Who is Cary Holzman?
Here is some information about Cary Holzman.
So this is an annoying thing. It does not catch the pronunciation. Who is Cary Holzman?
Here is some information about Cary Holzman.
At last, got the right pronunciation.
Author, Cary Holzman is an IT professional, author, freelance journalist, and former co-host of Craig Crossman's nationally syndicated radio show, Computer America. Holzman was the first U.S. journalist to bring media attention to the leaking capacitor play, source, Wikipedia.org. Android TV Home.
Okay, so there you have that. So Cary Holzman, for those of you who know him, has made a video, not a video, many videos about scamming the scammer, where he called scammers or scammers call him and he plays pranks with them. So that is that. Anyway, this is not a podcast about Cary Holzman. Another annoyance I found with this small remote, I don't know if it's with the big remote, I'll have to check that, is there is a battery cover. There's a cover to remove the battery, insert the battery. That cover is locked with a screw. It's a Phillips flathead screw. I don't know why they did that. Who is going to steal your batteries from the remote or what? But it's such an annoyance. When the battery dies, you find a screwdriver and pop up that screw and remove the cover. I don't know what is the motive behind that. Let me just see the big remote, which is still in the cover, the small remote. I have removed the cover and let's see here. Pull it out like so. Okay. I hope I don't press something. This is a... it's a poor design here because I'm afraid. Oops. No, something is wrong. This remote does not want to dry out. No, I'm not going to use excessive force. But it's a poor design. The big remote does not have a screw, but it has a very jammed battery cover. And I think this is because it's a new TV, so we have not opened that remote much, just once. So let me just put it back into its cover and keep it to the side. Okay. Let's see how that picks an Amazon Prime work with TalkBack. I don't know how it will work.
YouTube. Netflix.
Netflix.
Open.
Yes.
Netflix. On the Netflix sign up and sign in screen. Watch TV programs and films anytime, anywhere. Questions. Visit us at https://help.netflix.com/contact us. Watch free for 30 days. Sign in button. On the Netflix sign in screen. Sign in. Get ready to watch thousands of TV programs and films. Need help signing in? Visit http://gt5/5 selected 5.
Oops.
Delete.
Kind of a problem here. Okay, so we are signing into the Netflix app. I don't know why it signed out, but okay, let's see.
On the Netflix sign up and sign in screen. Watch TV programs and films anytime, anywhere. Questions? Visit us at https://help.netflix.com/contact us. Watch free for 30 days.
Looks like we are signed into Netflix. Have we? What's going on? So Netflix does not want to work. I don't know why. Netflix is not working. Oh. Okay, let's escape that.
On the Netflix sign up and sign in screen. Watch TV programs and films anytime, anywhere.
Okay, so plus, I am having
Android TV home.
Difficulty signing into Netflix. I'm fortunate. I don't know why I got signed out, but I'm having a difficulty. So Netflix is not accessible with TalkBack, or I think it is not programmed to work with a wireless keyboard. Let's try Amazon Prime.
Netflix. Play Store. MX Player.
Yeah, we could try Play
Press
Store.
Select.
Okay.
TV Guard. File Command.
Okay.
Prime Video.
Okay, Prime Video.
Press Open.
Yes. Open it.
Prime Video. Amazon Prime Video.
Just need some time to load.
Amazon Prime.
Okay, so looks like TalkBack is having a hard time with the Prime Video app also. That's very sad, so what can we do with that? We'll just give it a few seconds. It must be loading content. Although I have a pretty fast Wi-Fi here. It's 100 meg down and up, so it should not take that much time, but I don't know what's going on here. It looks like it doesn't want to load. Okay then. Let's exit. TalkBack has stopped responding.
Android TV Home.
Okay, we are back. So it's just not loading. So I think there is a very big accessibility, a lot of work needs to be done regarding accessibility of third-party apps. If somebody can take this up, it'd be really great. Let's try Play Store. That's the second last thing I'm going to show you, and then I'm going to show you my set-top box feed.
Prime Video,
okay.
ZE5, TV Guard, MX Play Store. Open. Play Store.
Play Store has opened, and let's see how it works. I think this is going to be accessible since it's a Google app.
Selected home, selected stars play, selected keep trainer, selected Al Jazeera, selected Haystack TV, selected Haystack TV, selected EPSXE for Android, EPSXE software SL 209 rupees and 13 pays.
So
press select to activate.
For those of you who have not owned an Android certified TV, you cannot install mobile apps from the Android Play Store if the TV is certified. Only TV apps are available. There are some TVs that run mobile apps, but they are not too good. If you install them by sideloading, they may run or may not run. It won't give you the best performance. So stick to TV apps. Let's just check for app updates.
Navigation menu, list app. Search action. Selected, home. Selected, games. Select.
Let's go to navigation menu.
Search action. Selected, home, in list. Selected, stars play. Search action. Selected, home, search. Selected, home, selected, games. Selected, my app. Selected, my apps.
Oh, so
press select. Selected, Android Accessibility Suite, Google LLC, installed, in list up. Search action. Selected, Android Accessibility Suite, Google LLC, installed, in list up.
Okay, so looks like TalkBack has got update. Let's see now.
Selected, Android System WebView, Google LLC, installed. Select, navigation menu, list, search action. Selected, home, in list, selected, games. Selected, stars play, move, nav. Selected, stars play.
Okay, this is a little complicated design here.
Search action. Press. Selected, my apps. Selected, Android Accessibility Suite, Google LLC, installed, in list up to date, 21 items.
Okay, up to date. It's up
press
to date.
Select. Selected, Android. Selected, Android TV Core Services, Google LLC, installed. Selected, Android System WebView, Google LLC, installed. Selected, Android Accessibility Suite, Google LLC, installed. Navigation menu, list, out of list, up to date.
No updates or anything that, like that, so that's good. Let's go out of Play Store.
Android TV Home.
And let me turn on my set-top box. So I have a Tata Sky. It's a HD set-top box. And I've connected it to HDMI 1. You never want to connect HD set-top box on HD TV to an AV in or all those other inputs. I don't know what they're called actually. So you will get a very bad performance out of them. So let's start. Let's see if TalkBack reads the channel names, channel numbers, or whatever. I think the set-top box will start automatically and I just need to select my inputs. So let me just do that. Again, I'm going to use my wireless keyboard. And once again, excuse me for the audio. I'm a little out of place.
Play Store, MX, and Netflix, you apps button out. YouTube, in select to speak, select to inputs.
Inputs.
Source choice. HDMI 1.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
HDMI 1.
Okay, at last we have started. And we have an HDMI 1. Okay. So the channels and everything else is not reading. Okay, that is another problem. So
ये जो चीजें हम जब फिल्म देखते हैं नहीं समझ पाते हैं कि आहिस्ता आहिस्ता मैं अपनी मंजिल के करीब पहुंची हूँ. हाँ, मैं काफी जाग.
So let me just show you some audio quality here. 3, 2.
लेकिन इन्होंने पंडित बुलाया उसका क्या.
अरे उसको हम समझा देंगे. ओहो, लेकिन रूल्स के मुताबिक ना हम इस फैमिली को दिख नहीं सकते. जाओ
मेरे जा, हम अपने असली रूप.
ओके, लेट मी जस्ट शो यू व्हाट टू शो यू नाउ.
लो जी पंडित जी आ गए।
बंद हो गए पापा जी?
हाँ बंद हो गए।
अरे भैया देखिए सीलिंग का परफॉर्म हम पर नहीं चढ़ता है, हम तो फुली ना वाटर रेसिस्टेंट है।
पंडित जी बहस मत करो ना, पहन लो जरूरत पड़ सकती है।
हाँ देखो सब बोल रहे हैं आपको पहनो इसको, आपकी सेफ्टी के लिए बोल रहे हैं।
वॉल्यूम कंट्रोल शो स्वाइप अप टू स्मिथ, म्यूजिक वॉल्यूम सेट टू 25%।
नमस्कार।
Music volume set to 20%.
पंडित जी तो पूरी कुंडली याद करोगे क्या? बताओ ना।
रटने की जरूरत भी क्या
पड़ता है? Music volume set to 20%.
इस आदमी हो सकती
20% ना?
क्यों?
अरे लड़की का मंगल भाई
है और
लड़के का कोई भी
ग्रह अपने खाने में।
I can share my concluding remarks. I know this demonstration has exceeded its time and I know you will be half asleep by now. But I hope you enjoyed the demo, and if you ask me should you go for this TV, I would recommend definitely you go for the TV. Some things before I end the podcast, just to extend it a little bit more, but this is important information. When you go for the TV, go into settings, about and then system updates and install. There will be an update. There will be the August patch as of February 10th, 2019, you will get an August patch update, August security patch update, that will fix some of the bugs that people are facing regarding a TV auto restarting, YouTube sound crackling issues and other things. So once you install that update, then you are good to go. Okay, you can contact me, you can email me as on the list where the demonstration will be posted. You can share this demonstration with your friends and everyone. You can even post it on YouTube, and do not give my email address on YouTube, although, because I do not want many, like the public, to contact me. Y'all can contact me, list members and such things, but not others. So I hope you have enjoyed it, and I will conclude this session. Any more questions, I will do a part 2 of the demonstration.